years ago, and the tradition was for you to make a contribution based on the age of your mother. And some, you know, of course, would give 30 or, what was it, quarters? Or
no, it was a dollar for each year.
A dollar for each year of your mother. Anyway, it was a small amount. It was a real small amount that was asked of you to give for each year of your mother's age. And then it started to grow from there because the needs would grow. And you have responded tremendously to our effort for Mother's Memorial, and we appreciate that very, very much. The scripture that is selected for the theme is Isaiah 60 and verse 1, and it has to do with shining, which you ladies have done tremendously. You shine for the glory of God. You shine with good works. You shine with love. And that's what the verse is detailing and letting us know the power of God can be seen in you and through you. So let me just read Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. What a very fitting verse. And my wife said that is part of the Messiah that Handel wrote. And the arise and shine is oftentimes ascribed to this verse, that phrase, arise and shine. And somebody said it also is part of the military command that came about in about the 1800s. Regardless, I'm thankful that the Lord helps us with arise and shine. Verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise, there's that arise again, upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And thank God that we can put our trust in him. Amen. Thy light has come. The Lord in his creative abilities made a huge difference between light and darkness. Supernatural light was shining because he said, let there be light. Let's pray again here. Sister Phoebe is being taken by the emergency crew, and we just, you know, she's awake and all of that, but we do want to keep her in prayer, concern for her, and that the Lord would work. Let's pray. Jesus, we call upon your name again. We ask you, God, to do the work now for Sister Phoebe. Touch her, Lord. Help her, Lord. Bless her, Lord, and minister now, we pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that we can put her in your hands, that your healing would do a work for her, that you would bless and provide now. In the powerful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. The supernatural light that the Lord caused to shine even before the sun and the moon were created is what he declared, let there be light. And I'm thankful that there is that division of light and darkness, because darkness would definitely, through illness, through grief, through depression, through departures of loved ones, through disease, all of those aspects that affect humanity, darkness would settle over our heart, our mind, our soul, our emotions, every aspect of us. But the Lord demonstrated, right from the beginning, the Lord demonstrated his power to bring about a change from darkness to light. Praise God. And that's what we step into when we walk with the Lord. The light that he provides and the escape from darkness. Praise God. It's interesting the way the sun and the moon's creation is described, and how that they would be lights to divide the light from the darkness and to give light upon the earth. And then almost as an afterthought, almost as a postscript, an addition there, and he made the stars also. Pretty amazing that astrologers, astronomers, have not been able to even determine how many stars there are. But the Lord calls them by name, and he numbers them. He made the stars also. That's how great our God is. That's how powerful our God is. Amen. And I like the way the middle of verse 1 says, the Lord is risen. Now, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee is the whole phrase. But that part, the Lord is risen, jumped out at me when I saw this particular verse. Thank God that women went to the tomb in the dark, but they did not find the Lord. They saw angels in white, shining garments who were bringing light to a dark day, bringing light to a dark depression that had settled upon them since the hour of his crucifixion. They saw the angels, but they did not see Jesus. And the angels gave them the message, he's not here, he is risen. Praise God. Mary Magdalene, in particular, had been delivered from the darkness of seven demons within her. The Lord had cast them out of her. And now, as she is approaching the tomb, and as I mentioned, the depression of seeing the Lord crucified and placed in the tomb and his still body covered in blood. They'd come with their spices to minister again in the burial tradition. But Jesus met her at the tomb and called her by name. Praise God. What a burst of light that must have come to her in the spiritual realm to understand he's not dead. He's calling me by name. He's standing right there in front of me. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that power that he could deliver. The glory is risen upon thee. The glory will be seen upon thee, is what the scriptures tell us. Amen. It made me think of Moses asking to see the glory of the Lord. Show me your glory, he inquired of the Lord. The Lord told him, I will put you in a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. He was told to hew two tables of stone, because the Lord, again, was going to write on those tables of stone. Moses had broken the initial two. He was told, you hew those two tables of stone. You carry them up the mountain, and the Lord is going to write upon them. Don't be afraid to carry the word of God with you. Don't be afraid to hide it in your heart. Don't be negligent to hide it in your heart. Amen. A lot of things that we memorize, your Social Security number. My goodness, I was remembering our box number from Ketchikan just the other day. Many things that we memorize, telephone numbers, birthdays, anniversaries. You better remember your anniversary. And all of those kinds of things. Make sure the Word of God is hid in your heart as well. Amen. Moses' face shone when he saw the Lord, when he was with the Lord on the mountain, and he came down, his face was shining. Aaron was frightened. All of Israel was frightened. He wore a veil to conceal that shining. Actually, it was to conceal that the shine was fading, but that's what we recognize in 2 Corinthians 3. But we are changed to the same image from the Lord, of the Lord, as we go from glory to glory. The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Angels desire to look into it. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank the Lord. God's light and glory is for you so that you can be changed by his Spirit. Amen. Arise and shine. Thank God for the ladies in the scripture who obeyed that command. You know, there are those who would criticize the Bible, complain about the Bible, it being more about men and all about men, and men and are in charge and men are in leadership and so on. Let me just share with you what I found in scripture concerning women who were involved. Jochebed is one of the first. We could go all the way back to Eve, but that would take more time here. Let me just mention Jochebed, whose children were Miriam and Aaron. And then Moses, as a three-month-old, was put as a baby in a basket and placed in the river. But thank God there was rescue in God's plan at the river. And Jochebed was paid to raise Moses. Amen. Thank God. I know you mothers don't get much pay. But Jochebed, by a turn of events, was paid by the very government, the very civilization and culture that was trying to destroy all the baby boys of Israel. And all three of Jochebed's children served God and Israel in the wilderness. And Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. Quickly, we'll go through the list. Ruth showed her character in positive ways. Her commitment to her mother-in-law said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." And Boaz, who had a romantic interest in her, recognized how virtuous she was. He said, "All the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Maybe people wondered what her name was. Maybe people wondered where she came from. But they did not wonder about the virtue she possessed. Amen. And she demonstrated a faithfulness in a time of great faithlessness that was in Israel. And the end of the book of Ruth is maybe odd in some ways. Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. That might be an odd way to end the book, but oh, the implications are so great that Ruth is the great-grandmother of David. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that there is a place for women in the plan of God. Ruth is included by name in the genealogies of Matthew chapter 1. Esther, God's name, this is an odd aspect of the book of Esther. God's name never appears in the book of Esther. But oh my, you see his protection. You see his power. You see his provision throughout. Amen. All kinds of events came about to bring Esther the opportunity to shine. But Hadassah, as her Hebrew name, and Esther, as her Greek name, became more as what she was known by. Her name was changed, but not her character. She stayed the same. She was fair. She was beautiful. She obtained grace and favor more than all the others there. And then she was crowned queen. Her cousin Mordecai foiled an assassination attempt of the king. And these are all some of the events that were kind of behind the scenes as God was bringing forth the opportunity for Esther to shine. Mordecai would not bow to Haman in spite of the king's order. The king ordered that. But Haman said, "I'm still not going to bow." Amen. And Haman devised a plan. He even paid for the plan to annihilate the Jews. And Jeresh, Haman's wife, advised gallows to hang Mordecai because of his refusal to bow, which Brother Mike pointed out in his message. All of the enjoyment, all of the privileges, all of the opportunities of Haman were wiped out because of that one man who would not bow. Oh, thank God. You can ruin the devil's day. You can give the devil a bad day because you continue to stand for the Lord. You continue to hold on in prayer. You continue to believe the Lord for his power and for his blessings. Amen. And thank God that there was the opportunity to shine And Mordecai reminded her, you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Enlargement or relief is going to come. Deliverance is going to come. But make sure you're there. You are come to the kingdom for such a time. Esther declared a fast. She invited the king to a feast. And change and deliverance did come. Praise God. Not only safety and deliverance for the Hebrews, but promotion for Mordecai. Esther 8 and 16, the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. That's because the Lord stepped in and gave Esther an opportunity to shine. Amen. Joy and increase, and many people of the land became Jews. Amen. Jumping to the New Testament, Tabitha, a certain disciple, she let her light shine by her good works. Matthew 5 and 16, the Lord said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And Tabitha definitely fulfilled that command. She was full of good works and alms deeds, the Bible says, that she accomplished, that she did. However, she became sick, and that sickness brought her death. And they laid her body in a room and summoned Peter. Peter was in a nearby village where a man paralyzed for 8 years was healed, and he heard that Tabitha had passed, and so he came to the place where she was. He simply went in the room, knelt down and prayed, and then said, Tabitha, arise. Praise God. And he presented her alive to the saints and the widows who had been mourning and crying. Oh, thank God. Given more time to arise and shine. Given more opportunities to arise and shine because of the power of the Lord. Lydia, with prayer meetings by the river. And the Lord opened her heart. And she and her household were baptized after she heard the preaching of the Apostle Paul. And then she opened her home to Paul and his ministry team. Priscilla and Aquila. Usually we say it Aquila and Priscilla. But this time, let me say it Priscilla and Aquila. Because of her position and her place of service to the Lord. They endured the hardship of leaving Rome. Caesar Claudius commanded all the Jews to depart. And so you can imagine the packing up, the selling, the getting rid of everything, or perhaps even just fleeing Rome for their lives. That hardship would bring them in fellowship with the Apostle Paul in the city of Corinth. And then they would go to Ephesus with Paul. So from Rome to Corinth to Ephesus, almost homeless as it were. But they were doing the work of the Lord. They heard a young man preach named Apollos. He was eloquent. He was fervent. He spoke boldly. And as they listened to him, they waited for the opportunity to take him aside. And that's what they did. And I've got to believe it was Priscilla and her hospitality. Priscilla and her ability to prepare a meal and to make those men comfortable to where they would have the opportunity to expound to him the way of God more perfectly. Praise God. And then he mightily convinced the Jews that Jesus was the Christ because he used the scriptures. Thank God for the scripture. Amen. In Romans 16, Paul lists his helpers, his fellow prisoners, and laborers that he worked with. 36 workers are named in Romans 16. The Apostle Paul, with his prominence, with his pen, with all of the letters he wrote, it seems like he turned the world upside down by himself. But no, he lists 36 workers. Thank God for a church that will work, a church that will believe, a church that will stand. Amen. And in that list of 36 workers, there are these women, Phoebe, Priscilla, Mary, Junia, Tryphena, Tryphosa, Persis, Julia. There may be more, and these Greek names are kind of wonder which are they, man or a woman. But thank God for women who will do a work for the Lord, who will shine, Proverbs 31 says, her candle goeth not out by night. Well, you don't use a candle in the day. You use a candle at night. And that stands to reason. But the scripture is saying, she doesn't waste time. She doesn't just let it burn. She keeps working. God bless them. And I like the way Proverbs 31:28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Praise God. Her kids should arise up and not only praise her, but help her. Amen. Her husband praises her and appreciates her. In fact, the Bible says her own works praise her in the gates. Her achievements, her actions bring her recognition and appreciation. Now we'll back up a little bit to Elizabeth and Mary. Cousins from different generations. Both promised sons who were named by the angels. Call his name John. Call his name Jesus. And I like what the angels also said. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Perhaps one of the most powerful phrases that an angel would utter. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Elizabeth was already elderly when she had John. I don't know if she lived to hear him preach. I don't know if she saw him baptizing in the Jordan. Maybe not. But Mary lived through the life of Jesus. She was there at the first miracle. In fact, she was the one that facilitated it. Whatsoever he saith to you, do it. That's good advice, isn't it? Whatever the Lord's talking to you about, just do it. Whatever the Lord is expounding to you, just get it done. Amen. But Mary was there at the crucifixion. Mary wept at the burial. Mary went to the tomb. Mary witnessed the resurrection. And Mary was filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in the name of her son. Praise God. Over 34 years before, she heard the angel say that name, Jesus. And now as the waters closed over her in baptism, she heard that name again. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Hallelujah. What a special time. What a special blessing. See, there's light for all. All can have that light. Darkness is defeated when Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. He said, when you do the truth, you will come to the light. And thank God for that everlasting light. Isaiah 60 goes on, verse 19, and mentions light again. The sun shall no more thy light by day. The sun shall be no more thy light by day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. In talking about the heavenly realm. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Not just light, but everlasting light. Praise God. Heaven is not going to have a night because God is going to be the light there. Verse 20 of Isaiah 60. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Praise God. Everlasting. Everlasting is what the Lord has in store for us. Now, notice how our text says, thy light is come. Arise, shine. Thy light is come. Make it personal. Make it mine. Amen. Thank God you can have your experience. You can have your touch from the Lord. You can have your infilling of the Spirit. You can be baptized in the name above every name. Praise God. But I want mine. Thy light is come. Amen. And thank the Lord. He did call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We walk in the light as he is in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. 2 Peter 1 and 19. Peter, writing about the light that he knew so personally. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, he wrote. Whereunto you do well, that you take heed. There are a lot of things that people take heed to today. Political arguments and philosophical presentations and educational precepts and so on. A lot of things. Oh, the stock market. A lot of things they take heed to. But take heed to the sure word of prophecy as a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Praise God. I'm thankful for that light that shines in a dark place. I'm thankful that he can arise in our hearts personally. The touch of God for you. Let the Lord arise and show you his glory. Let his light remove darkness. There's definitely a darkness that is creeping onto the world in the moral areas, in so many areas that morality is changing and society is changing. Culture is changing, allowing things more and more onto the screen and into the media that would have been appalling 20 and 30 years ago. But now it just seems to be okay. There's a darkness, but thank God you can shine and the power of the Lord can shine. Arise and shine. Thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise God. Let's stand today. So thankful that verse 2 reiterates the aspect of arising and shining. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Thank God that we know that is a powerful reality. Not just a hope, not just an idea, not just a thought, but a reality of the power of God in our lives. Amen. And his strength and his goodness and his touch and his blessing come in a powerful and real way. What a mighty God. What a great and powerful God. Amen. Let's come and pray here for a few minutes. The Lord says, arise. The devil says, fall down and worship me. The Lord gives us opportunity to shine because of his light and his power. And the devil imprisons people in the power of darkness. What a huge contrast. What a huge difference. Amen. Let there be a determination in our hearts today. I'm going to walk in light. I'm going to walk in power. I'm going to arise above all the temptations, all of the sin, all of the problems, all the difficulties that the devil is trying to throw in my path. I'm going to rise above that. And by the power of God, I'm going to be an overcomer. Amen. Thank the Lord. We can put our trust in him. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together right now. Thank you, Lord.